guys, welcome back to Edu. 欢迎大家回到英语助理。It's greeting you in Beijing. It's late night. I have to tell you, it's like 9 p.m. now. 现在已经是晚上九点了。So today we have Adam with me. We are gonna talk about something that is really fascinating to you. Let's welcome Adam first. Hello, Adam. Are you there?
Hey, Julie. Hi. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm very well. How about you?
I'm good. Thank you very much.
Thank you too. 那今天我们来做什么选题呢 ,Adam? What is our topic for today? Can you tell us?
Hey, so today I want to talk about something that is extremely fascinating for me as a foreigner in China.
What is that?
And that is e-commerce in general.
Ah, 电子商务是吗 ?Okay, yeah, it is really intriguing to me too. 我也特别喜欢谈这个话题。我想很多人都喜欢 because everybody is like shopping online a lot these days, right?
Yeah, absolutely, you're right. And Taobao, Jingdong, these websites are amazing. There is absolutely nothing I cannot find over there. And that, plus the convenience of cashless payments, the fact that I don't have to take my wallet with me anywhere at all, it's just mind-blowing.
Okay, so you mentioned cashless payment, 是指说就不用花钱的那种付款就是 without cash, payment without cash, 是吧
Yes, you're right, that's right, payment without cash, completely on my mobile phone.
Okay, got it. 所以呢就是我们如果说就无纸币的支付啊现在大家每天都在做的事情就是啊 cashless payment, cashless 就是 C-A-S-H-L-E-S-S, 然后 payment 大家知道怎么说了就无纸化的这样的一种支付的方式 Okay, Adam, so I've really got some questions about e-commerce that I want to ask you guys. What do you think of the online payment in China? 你对于中国现在的这个网上支付这件事情你是怎么看的呢
Well, the online payment in China is amazing. Like, the convenience that comes with it, that anywhere I go, absolutely anywhere in this country, I go, I don't need a wallet, I don't need cash. All I need is to take out my phone and people will just scan the QR code and the money is out of my account already. Oh, you have no idea what a relief that is, because in today's day and age,No one exactly forgets their phone at home. Everyone takes their phone with them. But then, it is a very common practice that people will forget their wallets. And there have been so many situations back home where I forgot my wallet and I'm like, oh my God, I had to go back home, take my wallet, and then, do, you know, again, come back and buy something. But now in China, that's not a case at all. It's so very convenient.
Yes, that's very true. Yeah, 所以刚才 Adam 提到几个词，比如说我们以前经常用到的说这个叫 wallet, you have to have a wallet to put your cash, right? You had to take a wallet with you previously, but now you don't need cash. So you had to take your wallet with you previously, but now you don't have to. 现在呢，大家就是不太使用这个钱包了哈。所以刚才 Adam 说到呢，就说 I just take out my phone, 我只要把我的手机拿出来 and scan the QR code. 这个是很重要的一个表达啊，就是 scan 就扫描 S-C-A-N, scan 然后 QR 是 Q 和 R 大写字母啊 ，code C-O-D-E. 所以大家只要扫描那个我们说那个二维码就可以支付了 ，and then you pay for everything you buy, right? So yes, this is the first thing.About the convenience of payment in China, right?
Yes, that's right. That plus the fact that there are so many services, WeChat or Alipay, and the fact that you can get it anywhere. Like the other day, I was walking in the street and there was this...musician playing on the street and I didn't have any cash to give but then I saw that next to his guitar case there was a QR code and I could just scan his WeChat and pay him and that was so cool to say that
是是这样的就是真的我们会现在看到说乞丐啊或者是那种街头的音乐家像刚才 Adam 提到说 musician you mentioned musician in the street right 街头艺人就是叫做街头艺人 musician in the street has a QR code put next to his guitar， 把在他的吉他旁边摆了一个二维码，好像大家在很多地方是不是也有遇到过同样的经历啊？所以呢 ，you can 什么 scan the QR code and pay him some money. Yeah, that's really good. Adam also mentioned one connective， 就是有一个连接词非常好，他说是 plus the fact， plus the fact， 就相当于我们经常说的 what's more， what's more 之类的，或者 in addition， right， Adam？
Yes, you're absolutely right. What's more?、
Mm-hmm.
That means there's more. What, and instead of and, we can say what's more. It's just a continuation of the sentence.、
Mm-hmm. And plus the fact is also a good expression here, I think.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good. So go on.、do you have any ideas about online payment that you want to share with us? 还有没有其他想跟我们聊的关于在线支付的这个事情？
Well, another thing that really intrigues me is、mm-hmm. the fact that it is so convenient through one app, that is Alipay, Zhihubao,、
mm-hmm.
as we、
mm-hmm.
say.、
Mm-hmm.
Through that one app, it is so convenient to do everything.、
Mm-hmm.
Last month, I was in、Singapore traveling,、
mm-hmm.
and my landlord, my Fangdong, messaged、
mm-hmm.
me saying that, well, I had to pay for my gas.The gas of my apartment.、
Yeah.
I was sitting in Singapore and through、mm-hmm. Alipay,、
mm-hmm.
I paid for my gas, my electricity, and I had no problem at all. So I love how convenient it is that through one app, my whole life is covered.、
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a very good expression. Through one app, my whole life is covered. 我是否首先记住了刚才 Adam 说的这一段话当中的最后一句啊？就通过一个 through one app, my whole life is covered. Covered 就整个都被覆盖到了，就全都接管了，对吧？所以什么事情你都不用担心了，是我们经常说的，就一键搞定那种感觉，一个 app 就搞定了生活。然后刚才 Adam 说到一个比较好的表达，在他开头的时候他说啊 ，another thing that also intrigues me， 就另一件让我也很就被吸引的事情，让我觉得很吸引人的一件事情是啊 ，intrigue 是那个 i n t r i g u e， intrigues me 就是让我感兴趣的。Another thing， another fact， another blah blah blah， 你就可以这样来说哈。然后如果你想说呢 ，if you want to say you want to pay for your gas， I mean natural gas， 天然气，你就可以直接说 pay for my gas， 像 Adam 刚才提到的这样。还有就是如果 you want to make a payment via something like an electronic method like an app or something， so you can say pay through Alipay， 就 through 就可以来代表说通过一种什么样的方式来付款，所以记住这样一个介词啊 pay through。 So shall we also use like pay via pay by Alipay？
Yeah， we can say pay via， we can、mm. say pay by， or we can also say pay using， we can say any of the three。
Okay， good。Pay using 也是可以的，那它就是一个分词结构了哈，大家可以掌握说，比如说你可以说 I can pay for my gas using Alipay， 所以呢，大家也可以说 I can pay for my gas using my Alipay。